You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and we shall be reading 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 42 to 44. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now, look towards the sea." So he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And 7 times he said, "Go again." Then it came to pass the 7th time that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Some of us may be quite familiar with the story and the event of this passage. It was God who told Elijah, saying, "Go show thyself, and I will send rain." In my thinking, I thought he just needed to appear, and God will send rain. It's very important that we understand the way God speaks. In fact, if you want to understand how God speaks, Elijah is one person to study. When God told Elijah and said, "I have commanded a widow to feed you," I thought what God meant was that he had gone ahead to speak to the widow that Elijah is coming and you must feed him. But did you know that that widow was not aware of what God said? At no point did that widow hear God, and yet God said, "I have commanded." It's a problem when God is speaking but we don't understand him. We must hear God, but we must also understand him. It is one thing to hear him. It is another thing to understand him. I think a lot of problem comes from the fact that we really don't understand him. We don't understand how he speaks. Elijah didn't have any problem because he knew God personally. So to understand God, you must know him. You don't understand God by comprehending God's grammar. You understand God by knowing him intimately. So, God sending rain involves Elijah praying. He went to the mount and he began to pray. And the servant kept saying he saw nothing. But then, in that verse 44, he came back. He said, "There is a cloud. There is a cloud as small as man's hand." If you have traveled internationally before, or you have been to airport and see some of these jumbo aircraft, you notice that when they take off and they are in the sky, they become so small. They may not be as big as the hand of a man. Yet, some of them have lift or elevator inside of them. They are that big. They are very huge. If you drop down from them, it's like jumping down from several story buildings. But when they are in the sky, they look so small. Now, imagine something in the sky that is as the hand of a man. Imagine how big the cloud is. Then you now see something as the hand of a man. It looks like something negligible. That was what the servant reported. But Elijah said, "That is it." Again, you could see why Elijah understands God. That you don't need to see big manifestations. You don't need to see big things happening. As long as God has started something, no matter how small, God has started. And God often doesn't start big. God always starts small. Even Jesus started like a fetus in the womb of a man. He wanted the nation Israel. He went to pick Abraham, a man that was even struggling to have a child. God is not in a hurry. Can you imagine? God had to wait until the descendant of Abraham became so much to form a nation. The Bible said, "Do not despise the day of small beginning. Brethren, if God is acting in your life, stop saying, God, is it this little thing that you have been doing? Is it this small thing? Please don't speak like that to God. Whatever God is doing is big, even though to you now it may look small. All that you need is the commitment. As long as you can see God already acting on your behalf, the Lord will perfect what he has started. May you receive understanding in Jesus' name. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.